Hey, it's Aubrey. It's the What's New Now podcast. Love to dive into the music here with you. I got the chance to sit down and talk with Adam from Alkaline Trio. Very interesting interview and interesting dude. He actually joined up with the band after the making of the album. Their original drummer stepped down due to the demands of tour being too much, had to step down. Adam stepped up, and now he's out touring with them. He has a lot of experience, which was really cool to talk to him and really get into what it feels like to kind of step into a new thing and mold yourself into a band. Luckily for him, though, he's known them for a hot minute, so it was pretty easy. Excited for you to hear it, and I hope you enjoy. X1039, hey, it's Aubrey. I'm sitting down with Adam from Alkaline Trio. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Very good. I'm excited to sit down, dive into this new album. You're touring Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs. How's that going so far?
It's been amazing. Honestly, this has been the funnest tour that I've been on in a long time.
I'm glad to hear it. So can you kind of go over what kind of experience you have as a drummer and the bands that you have been in for our listeners?
I mean, I have been doing this for longer than I care to admit. My first band probably that I played in Denver with was Rocket from the Crypt in the 90s. I've been in Social Distortion, The Offspring, started Angels and Airwaves with Tom DeLonge, been playing with Against Me for many years, and now Alkaline Trio is my main thing.
I want to go back a little bit. Basically, I was reading that when this album was being written, there was an importance of everybody being in the room together. And I'm curious for you as a musician, what changes about the writing process, the producing process, when you're all in one location versus being in separate locations?
I mean, I think the most important thing is being able to react to each other and what your parts are doing and how they affect each other in real time. And there's just a synergy that can happen when you're like that, that it's not the same thing through email. That process is also very effective, but honestly, being in the room together makes for a whole new experience.
Yeah, I definitely agree. That is really cool. So this is the 10th studio album. In what ways do you feel that this album made you grow as a musician and also as a new member of the band?
Coming into this, situation as late as I did, you know, the record is something that I think the band is very proud of. I think that they've really done something incredible with these songs, and it's something that's really, it's an easy record to love. You know what I mean? Like, you can listen to it top to bottom, and it's very easy to get into.
I was also reading that it takes on a darker tone. However, there were quotes of them saying that there's still positivity in there. And I'm curious what kind of challenges do you face when you have kind of like a darker toned album, but then you're also trying to get the positivity in there? How do you get that message across?
Well, I can't really speak to that too much. I am not much of a lyricist myself. But I think that we're all kind of confronted with that on the daily. Like, you know, I'm so thankful and happy and positive in general, just about the things that I'm able to do in my life. But there's just this constant reminder of how messed up this world is in so many ways, you know, and it's good to not dwell on it, but you can't ignore it.
Since you are stepping into this tour, Matt and Dan welcomed you in. For you, with all of the experience that you have under your belt, what is it like for you to kind of mold into the band and open this new chapter? What is that like?
Honestly, it's been seamless. You know, we've been friends for a very long time, and everybody's definitely accomplished at what they do. And we've just had a really good time getting to know each other's little quirks and musical leanings. And it's all really come together easily. It's almost weird. Like, I don't want to talk about it because it seems too good. You know, like let's not jinx it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I could definitely feel that. That's very interesting. I'm always interested to see how, when someone is welcomed in, how that works out. What type of experience can either a fan or a listener expect from this specific tour for Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs?
I mean, I really am proud of the package that we put together. We've got Warriors opening the show. They're incredible. I've worked with them in the past. I played on the most recent record and helped write a bunch of those songs. And then we have Drug Church playing, and they are just a ball of relentless energy, and it's so amazing to have them out and have them really get everybody ready for what we come out to do, which is try to melt faces. You know, that's the main goal, melt faces.
That's a good goal. It's going to be super exciting to see you live with the guys again, coming to the Fillmore Auditorium tomorrow, March 20th. And those tickets are still on sale. Make sure you go check that out over at x1039radio.com. Adam, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time and sitting down with us.
No problem. Thank you.
Another big thank you to Adam for taking the time to sit down with me and chat about the Alkaline Trio Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs tour. He was actually on his way, currently traveling to Denver when I caught him. So it was super cool that we got a minute of his time. If you want to keep up with the What's New Now podcast, which you do because we have a lot of sweet interviews on here, it releases every Friday. Make sure you subscribe. You can get it wherever you listen to podcasts. And of course, over at x1039radio.com. Share with your friends too and with your grandma, because I know she loves Alkaline Trio. Thanks for listening.